From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. French police avert another attack. Police in Paris shot and killed a knife-wielding man wearing a fake explosives vest outside of a police station in the northern part of Paris Thursday, a year to the day since an attack on the French satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo launched a bloody year in the French capital. France has been under a state of emergency since a series of attacks claimed by the Islamic State group killed 130 people in Paris on November 13th. And tensions increased this week as the anniversary of the January attacks approached. Soldiers were posted in front of schools and security forces were even more present than usual amid a series of tributes to the dead. Officials said the man was shot to death Thursday, was wearing a fake explosive vest, and threatened officers at the entrance of a police station minutes after French President François Hollande, speaking at a different location, paid respects to officers fallen in the line of duty. A spokesman for the Interior Ministry said the man at the police station is believed to have cried out Allahu Akbar, Arabic for God is great. He has not been identified. A massive truck bomb exploded near a police station in the western Libyan town of Zlitten Thursday, killing at least 60 policemen and wounding around 200 others. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but a local Islamic State affiliate has been trying to gain a foothold in Zlitten, spreading westward from its central stronghold of Sirte along the northern African country's coast. Hours after the blast, rescue crews at the scene had only managed to extract 60 bodies out of the wreckage, according to a hospital spokesman. Officials said they believe there might be dozens more dead. This is VOA News. The United States and its two key Asian allies, Japan and South Korea, are pledging what a South Korean official calls the most powerful and comprehensive sanctions against North Korea following its fourth nuclear test Wednesday. President Obama discussed the matter by phone early Thursday with South Korea's President Park Geun-hye and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. South Korea has also announced a resumption of cross-border propaganda broadcasts the North had previously called an act of war. Stephen Norper of the New York-based Korea Society says one nation above all faces a perceived threat from the North Korean test.
China's the largest loser in this particular case. Chinese citizens are very frightened of nuclear fallout from North Korea. You will see, I'm sure, an amassing of PLA forces toward the border in coming days. And the Chinese have very vociferously, through their foreign ministry, condemned this test. And the Xi Jinping administration appears, frankly, to really be at a very strong breaking point with North Korea over this. We'll have to see how far that goes.
Norper says concerns over the North's nuclear direction over the next 10 to 20 years, if left unchecked, could give some new impetus to restarting suspended six-party talks on denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. Witnesses in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a are discounting Iranian claims that Saudi Arabia hit Tehran's embassy there in an overnight strike. Iran accused Saudi Arabia of deliberately hitting the diplomatic outpost. However, witnesses in Sana'a said there was no visible damage to the building, just some stones and shrapnel that apparently landed in the embassy's yard after a Saudi airstrike hit a public square about 700 meters from the embassy. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Hussein Jaber Ansari said the alleged air attacks on Sana'a were a violation of all international conventions that protect diplomatic missions, that according to state television. Also Thursday, Iran's cabinet banned the import of all products from Saudi Arabia, that according to a government statement. Iran imports about $60 million worth of products from Saudi Arabia every year, mostly packing materials and textiles. Tehran said nothing about its $130 million annual export business with the Saudis, mostly steel, cement, and agricultural products. Tehran also adopted a ban on Iranians traveling to the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. Well, Americans are now being told they can eat eggs guilt-free. That's but one of new nutritional recommendations issued by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Department of Health.
That's the latest world news from VOA.